Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Live Talk on Monday, March 23rd, 2015. I am Kip
Stubbe. And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's international trips.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voezimbabwe.com, at www.voeshona.com, and at www.voeindebele.com.
Ungava tawiri wakamira pai kuti chimbomira iwo kune vanhu vanosvika 5 million vakavhota muna 2013 vachivhotera vamugabe kuti tonga ichika 2018. Vamugabe havasi kutonga nekuti ndivo vari kuda kutonga aiwa. Vamugabe vari kutonga nekuti bato ravo rezanupiefu rakati vamugabe tongai. Bato rezanupiefu radaro vakaiswa pageneral election vakabudirira musarudzo iyi.
It's just incredible. It's becoming a spectacle now, really embarrassing, inexplicable. It seems to be no one to stop. I think it's his own personal passion for traveling, kind of burning out himself in the process. That's how it is. Someone needs to stop it.
The parade was the man has written Kulunkulu in a last poem to be there. I want to give up to Twitter Zima. As he said, I'm cooking the one security. It is very important.
Thanks for joining us once again tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about trips being undertaken by President Robert Mugabe.
President Mugabe today is expected to leave for a four-day state visit in Algeria, aimed at what has been officially described as an attempt to enhance economic and political ties between the two nations.
Since the beginning of the year, the president has visited Singapore, Japan for a disaster management conference, Namibia for a presidential inauguration, and several other regional engagements.
These trips have infuriated his critics and boosted his political base. What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we call you back. The number once more,
001-202-619-2077.
Gibbs.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk. Yeah. Soke zulukanda balingalichona njani laphi khona kona ngapho ke emakhaya. Tina apa lo mnumzana ke uJonga siyaphila sibili. Ye udabe kudwini lamhlanje kube ngithi udaba olumqoka esikhuluma ngalo ikho lonke okwenziwa nguMongameli Robert Mugabe. Sizwile ukuthi uyahamba sibili okuzwayo lokho sokucaphula abantu abanengi. Xa ungakhangela ku Facebook ukhangele ku Twitter ukhangele ngapi ngapi ku yonke indawo ku WhatsApp abantu bakhuluma ngodaba lolu. Bathi siyakwazi ukuthi ngoJanuary kube ngithi ngozibandlela wayekhona ngale Singapore ayithatha khona phela ikeflat lo mkakhe laye uGrace wayegula wazobuya ke uthe sephenduka waye eZambia uEdgar Lungu engeniswa ukuthi yehe watasuka ke lapho ke wabuyela eZimbabwe abantu sebemnike inickname but say visitor to Zimbabwe sengumuntu oyethelekela ilizwe lakhe so ke uphinde waye eNamibia waye eJapan waye ngaphi ngaphi so abantu abathabi ngalokho babuzela ukuthi imali yangkhona iveli vela ngapha. Silabantu abaningi sibili abafuna ukungena kuhlelo.
Ndizo zvotinoziva nyaya yacho. Inyaya iri kukurukurwa zvikuru pamasocial media. WhatsApp, Facebook, naimo mumabhazi, nematotandarawo. Ya, ndingataura hangu tichiite asi vamwe vanofunga kuti chinwa asi. Ndo nyaya dziri kukurukurwa Gibbs. Nyaya hombe ndeyekuti mutungamiri wenyika vari kutora nguva yakakura vari kunze kwenyika kubvira patanga gore kusvika pari nhasi. Nhasi vari kutarisirwa kusimuka vakananga kuAlgeria vachibva ikoko vanonzi vangangoenda kumusangano weAfrican Union. Asi tisakanganwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vane mabasa akati wandei. Ndo zvakare sachigaro weAfrican Union, ndo zvakare sachigaro weSADC. Saka mabasa anotarisirwa kuti vange vachienda kunze kunobatawo basa iroro sezvo Zimbabwe yakadomwa kuti inge ichitungamira masangano iwayo. Mubvunzo ungavapo Gibbs ndeyekuti mari iri kushandiswa munzendo idzi imari iri kubhadharwa neZimbabwe here, imari iri kubva muhomwe yeZimbabwe here, kana kuti masangano iwaya ndo ari kubatsira kubhadhara mari dzekufamba, kana kuti nyika dzinenge dzakoka vamugabe ndo dziri kubhadhara mari idzodzo? Ndo zvatichanzwa nhasi kana takwanisa kuwana vanotibatsira mune nyanzvi dzatakoka.
ye kula bantu abanengi abafuna ukungena kuhlelo ke labantu beze imlayezo lejeneyo silomlayezo ovela ku Daniel Mokwena ose khona ngale South Africa uthi Zimbabwe is rich it's just the ZANU-PF government that uses the money to enrich its members. So he's complaining a lot. Mm-hmm. And he says, I heard recently the president went to Japan with about 100 people just to attend the conference. But when good things are needed, they say the government has no money. Zimbabwe must vote for a new party in the next elections. Mm. So right now I think we are joined by our first guest, who is Mr. Albert Mhlanga, an MDC renewal activist, and is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening to you and Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think, Chonga, we'll start with Mr. Mhlanga right away.
Dokulu Magandota or no Mhlanga?
Mhlanga ni samfuit.
Mhlanga magadi.
Diripo zwangu wa Chonga.
Ah, mina ngiyaphila skona.
Ah, kungono wena ngawuphila thina sithole nzima lapha eZimbabwe.
Ah, thank you so much. As you heard, Mr. Mhlanga, we are talking about the president's visit to several nations, prompting some Zimbabweans to complain or maybe to talk about this as some put it that the country is now on autopilot, as the MDCT recently said in its statement that the country is now on autopilot because the president is always out of the country. But at the same time, I just want to remind people, to remind listeners that he is out of the country on what business? It's not personal business. It's on AU business, SADC business, or some diplomatic business. So what's your take on this?
Hey, Mr. Chonga, I understand very well the chairman of SADC or Union, African Union. I understand it very well. But what you must note, in all of Africa, Zimbabwe is a separate issue, is a specific issue, in the sense that it's like you are leaving a person when you've already operated that person and attended a wedding. Zimbabwe has got a separate issue, is a boiling point. Our president, like I said, can postpone some of these meetings, can assign some posts, because you know Zimbabwe is Mugabe. Mugabe is Zimbabwe. Let's be honest, I worked with Mugabe in his government. Anything you say, you decide, we are dealing with clever people, educated people, but they cannot even cough when Mugabe is sharing anything. In such a way, when he's not there, he's got a few, including ministers, MPs, who are listening on behalf of him, who said an issue which can actually increase, maybe raise the policies which can increase the economy of Zimbabwe. So Mugabe is the engine. Is the engine of Zimbabwe. If that engine is not there, the car stops.
But some were saying that there are two vice presidents in the country.
You are talking of vice presidents, maybe Nangabo, but our colleague Mpoko, even when he reads the statement, you have seen when he reads the statement, he reads word by word. So you call him a president. Actually, you are hiding behind a veil. It's a low term. You're hiding behind a veil to say there is a president. I'm sorry because the president appointed him. But according to me, he's far from being a president. He's being trained to be a president. You can't, that's why they are not leaving him as acting. He will not ask, I tell you, Chonga, because it will be disaster.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga. Stay on the line. I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Obed Kutu, MDCT spokesperson. Mr. Kutu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And we know that you are totally opposed to the president's trips. So in the absence of those trips, do you think that you know, the president can do well in the country?
Look, we have been on record saying that Mr. Mugabe is actually a president, an absentee president. He is hopping from one aeroplane to the other. He is now permanently domiciled aboard an Air Zimbabwe jet, moving from one foreign destination to another. That is obviously not something we expect from the president of a country whose economy is comatose. That is not expected of the leader of a so-called ruling party that is torn apart by factionalism. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, that is not expected of a president of a country where more than 90% of the people are living in grinding poverty and are actually subsisting on less than $1 per day. This is why we are saying that for some reason, Mr. Mugabe is no longer is a non-resident president. Once in a while, he pops around. He comes to Harare, maybe to drop some souvenirs and some shopping, drops clothes that are dirty, maybe picks up a new wardrobe and hops onto the new venue aboard an Air Zimbabwe jet. He's virtually a non-resident president, and for that reason alone, this old man should simply step down and save us from all these problems.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kutu. I think we've got our third guest, who is Mr. Katsira, Chirumanzu. He's a ZANU-PF member and political commentator. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. I think, Chunga.
Vachirumanzu, nyaya kutaurwa ndiyo iyi, hanzi nevamwe, mutungamiri wenyika, vanyanya kutora nguva yakareba vari kunze kwenyika, nyika ichisara iriyoga, ngava vange vari munyika, kana kune dzimwe nzendo, hanzi ngavambodzisendeka, kana kutuma vamwe. Imiwo Vachirumanzu, munotiwo maonero enyu.
Munhu anogona kutaura ake zvaanoda haadzivisi, ndiwo maraiti acho yavo. Asi zvinodipenda kuti zvaanotaura anozive here chokutanga kuti nyika inorwanwa sei. Iye zvino ndomunga makaona United States of America President Obama achichema-chema nokuhwina kwaNetanyahu achiti American policy haizofamba zvakanaka. Saka Zimbabwe ine foreign policy yayovo. Pama foreign policy pache ipapo ndo panenge pachida kuti president afambe. Hazvirevi kana kuti president akafamba nyika haichatongeki. Nyika inotongeka zvichidipenda kuti president ari kuita chii, ari kuita nani.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Chiromans.
Saka ndo issue iripo. Umwe mutauro anga taura kuti hanzi kwai ikonomi yati iri komatosi nezvimwe zvakadaro, but it depends kuti anoandastend here kuti ikonomi yenyika ino kuti inge iri zvairi zvakakonzerwa nani. Saka kana munhu asingazivi zvaanenge achitaura zvinodini, zvinonetsa.
Ibvaimangotaura ipapo.
Hala.
Ibvaimangotaura chakakonzera kuti ikonomi iondomoke.
Ndeze, kondoma American, zvika handiti takapuwa masanctions. Pano munhu asingazvizivi muZimbabwe izvozvo. Kana ari muZimbabwe, besides kana chinge ake ari agent yamaAmericans kana maBritish, ndezvipi zvisingazvikamwi izvozvo, kuti nyika ino yakapuwa masanctions. Saka kana yakapuwa masanctions, handizvizorova kuti ikonomi yacho ndokudodona kwacho ikoko. Until and unless masanctions achingabviswa, then the economy will peak.
Rambai muri parunare Vachirumanzu Gibbs.
So what is saying?
Mr. Chirumanzu is blaming the sanctions, and he is also defending the president's trips. He is saying the president is going out on business, and the country is run by systems, not by one person, as some are perceiving, that the country, once Mr. Mugabe leaves the country, everything goes on its knees. The president is there, but there's a system that helps him run the country. And he also talked of Zimbabwe having its policy, its foreign policy, just like America. And he said President Barack Obama mourned when Prime Minister Netanyahu won in Israel. He said that is going to affect the American foreign policy. And the same with Zimbabwe, it has its own foreign policy. And I think I will ask him to explain more in English.
Mnumzano Mhlanga. Mhlanga wezwa lapho uyakhuluma lapho Mnumzano Chirumanzu. Uti noma engekho umongameli, ilizwe liyasebenza phela. wenu kwa kuluma nge politibiro le cabinet meetings utaziko asenziwa kuta enu uta hai cabinet kai operate njalo kule njela lape operate nga yako ungati nkona
yebo ye ukhuluma engekho ku government ngimuzokhuluma ngama sanctions ayi asibakholeleni abantu bezano ngoba bona abale destination yabo eyama sanctions eyabo yodwa kumbe bayifunda ngapi kusiphi isikolo ngoba ilizwe elilama sanctions kaliyenze esikuthi trading ngayifuele le kasitholi ngakho konke kuvaliwe yikho bengithula ukuthi laba abadoda bacatha ngomunye ende yena umgabe ngokwakhe njengoba wayengutitsha kutho ukuthi wabafundisa kakhulu sibili ukuthi wonke uluthi ungakhuluma bathi sanctions wonke anti uyakhuluma ukhuluma nge-systems i-systems ze-economy zezimbabwe bekholapse lanxa khonokho ekwazi kumbe engakwazi kodwa ngenxa yokuthi umgabe kakho ukhulumela yena uyasijonga ukuthi umele umgabe umgabe ibalelithi mgabe yiyo izimbabwe njiwana ngithile wonke umuntu lanxa kate sikhuluma kwalapha eredweni babelele yena ukuthi engakagadi into egekuyela kwelinye ilizwe baseve ukuthi omhlangabe bebesithi kabasela inye into abayisebenzayo ngaphandle ukuthi ngiyakhumbula omunye uministri waphromiswayo wapromotwa ethe umgabe usedulane kukankulunkulu wakhohlwa nokuthi kulo jesu umgabe wameza uminista so bonke sebecabangela ukuthi wonke umuntu ungathi umgabe urayithi lanxa bebona bazabuya bepromota sibabonile lapha kutukula amagama atoki kule reviews wonke umuntu othi i-reviews bapromotiwe amagama atoki bachotshiwe njengoba nathi sichotshiwe
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Mhlanga nxa ukuthi sikhuluma ngomongameli ngizacela sibili emphakathini ukuthi sithi umongameli Mugabe or President Mugabe. I think he's still entitled to that kind of title. So what Mr. Mhlanga was saying is that you know, the issue of sanctions is not functional here. He says perhaps President Mugabe taught everyone to say that because
he's
a former teacher. So he says everyone is singing that song now.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely there's nothing that is moving on in Zimbabwe because of his absence.
Regai tinzwe kumuteereri mukoma kana ndimai kana ndiani vanonzi Adon ndia now.
Yes, Adon is a guy.
Ndimukoma.
Ndimukoma jayo.
Ah.
Mukoma Zampi.
I wonder fara mukoma. Mukoma Adon nyaya iripo mainzwa imi.
Eh.
Titaurire pfungwa dzenyu muri kuchema here kuti mutungamiri wenyika vamugabe vari kutora nguva vari kunze kwenyika kana kuti muri kutaiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba sezvazviri.
Aiwa kufamba kwa president hakunini kurhanwa kweikonomi. Our president is not Zimbabwe, our president is not the economy of Zimbabwe. Kufamba kwavo, kuvipo kwavo, kusavipo kwavo, zvinhu zvagara zvakaipa munyika because of illegal and unjustified embargoes imposed on our country by the West. So zanzi president varipo kana kuti havapo zvingata dzi economy kufamba zvakanaka, haiti zvinhu zviri nonsense zvakadaro.
Asika mukoma tirikuona kuti
look ukatesa America most of Western nationals they are busy creating my parallel divisions, separations and wars many different countries African or outside Africa but aninga chirula kana kuti aninga chitonga nyika dzavo ndiani pavanenge vachita izvozvo Obama for my sanctions against Russia now, who is controlling or ruling the country while he is out doing all such evil things.
Asi mukoma mvunzo wangu wanga uri wekuti inga zvirango taona zvakabviswa kune vanhu vakawanda ndofunga kuno kuAmerica kwangosara.
No. Murukara zvichitaurwa ne media inokontrolwa nemi na Western nationals. It seems as if there are many travel restrictions, but kanta kuzvitarisa tichifunga, there are not many travel restrictions. How come kuti ma travel restrictions anga affect the whole economy? Is Mugabe the whole economy, or is Mugabe Zimbabwe yese?
Mukoma rambai muripo ipapo ndiise mubvunzo wewe kuna vagutu hanzi zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika muteereri wedu vanonzi mukoma Adon ndo vari kuti zvirango ndo zvauraya nyika pamwe mungagona kupindura
Ndakateerera zvotaurwa naComrade Adon, handizvisisi kuti varogara munyika muno here matirogarawo meZimbabwe kana kuti kuda varogara mune imwe nyika. Zvirango zvaari kutaura izvi handizvi kuti ndezvipi, zvose zvakabiswa. Zvangosara ndezvekuti Robert Mugabe nemukadzi wake vasaenda kuAmerica nevasaenda kuLondon kwavanga vajaira kuenda. Tinoziva isu tatiri vadoko asi tinorangarira zvikuru mazuva AUDI. Ian Smith akatemerwa zvirango asi industry ipapo ndopayakabheba kubudirira, akaita yanonzi import substitution program, yokuona kuti zvandatemerwa zvirango ngandichironga ngandichiruka ikonomi yangu kuti zvizhinji tata kuzvigadzirira, ingava sipo si toothpaste, hembe dzokupfeka, chiita tichigadzira muno. Asi pari zvino kwaya muZimbabwe nhasi unoona zvona kuti ukapinda muchitoro zvinhu zvounoona zviri pamasherefu zviri kutengeswa, more than 90% yezvinhu izvozvo hazvisiri zvemunhu, zviri imported kunyanyanyanya kubva kuSouth Africa. Tingava nyika rudzii ichingochema-chema nokuti masanctions, nokuti Mugabe warambidzwa kuenda kuLondon, arambidzwa kuenda kuNew York, arambidzwa kuenda kuMilan for shopping with his wife. Apa tiri kuti hatisandamboona president anonziye anongopfuura nemuguta recapital city yake achienda kune dzimwe nyika. Ndaandiri deputy minister ini muhurumende yeGNU for 4 years. Ndinozviziva kuti kana Mugabe asipo the cabinet doesn't sit. Kana Mugabe aripo, even the politburo of his own beleaguered party ZANU-PF doesn't sit. Mugabe unofamba neparty yake ZANU-PF mumbudu, unofamba neZimbabwe mumbudu. Saka apa zvinoreva kuti kana asipo zvinhu zvose zvinotomira kusvika iye adzoka.
Ndikubatei muromo wagutu, ndikudakunzwa kuti
varipo vanhu vasingahwisisi, vasingaziye kuti how is this government run.
Vagutu, timbopa mukana kune vamwe vagutu.
Zimbabwe and Zimbabwe is Mugabe.
Vagutu, timbopa mukana. Muturi kuitira kuti ndinzwe mukoma Adon vachiri parunhare kuti zvishoma zvamataura izvozvo vazvitambira sei.
Yes, I don't expect all that rubbish kuti ibve murume munhu anonzi Obin Gutu. Munhu anoratidza kunge akadzidza, but yes, I can see kuti haana wisdom, it's only acquired knowledge iri maari. Haana kutokwana kana chitaura zvakadaro.
Hati mukoma Adon, hatishandise mashoko ekutukana, idandaro ratiinaro pano rekuti mune muchikurukura, harisi rokuzvidzana.
We don't expect all that rubbish from his mouth.
This is so. Ati expect izvozvo kune mutereri weStudio 7 anenge ateta pinzovo pachirongwa maita basa mukoma Adon. Gibbs.
Ina basa maniti nesenyuro chenyu chakadhako.
Gibbs, thank you so much, my brother. The fact yekuti mambopinda pachirongwa kuratidza kuti munochiteerawo muchichiteerera, tinotenda zvikuru, Gibbs.
Thank you so much, Mr. Adon. We wish to categorically state that Studio 7 is a public sphere for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you wish to participate in all our shows, you are free to say anything, but you don't abuse the public.
Mm-hmm.
So that we have to state very much categorically.
So
let me go back to Mr. Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, you heard, you've got one guy, Mr. Adon, who has been saying a lot here. But at the end of the day, the question remains, is the president doing all this for the benefit of the nation? That's the big question.
Dambotaura ndizvo kuti ningataura kangani ndati Zimbabwe senyika in a foreign policy yayo.
If you don't care, if you don't mind, you can say it in English.
Munhu anokwanisa ku understand foreign policy ye Zimbabwe munhu ane pfungwa dzakati twasa. Iye zvino vagutu vanga vachitaura vachiti economy ye Zimbabwe hongu masanctions akabviswa. Mambo vabvunze here kuti angamboisirwei pakutanga. Angamboisirwe masanctions pakutanga, angaiswa nani, uye zvino abvisirwa chinyi. 2, atarwa nezveekonomi yaIan Smith kuti Ian Smith akaita industry yaibhenefitani. How many blacks were benefiting from that economy that was resuscitated by Ian Smith government? It was only a section or a percentage of the population of Zimbabwe or Rhodesia or maybe Southern Rhodesia by then. How many blacks were fully participating in that particular economy? It was almost zero. So these are the issues which Zimbabweans need to interrogate fully and understand how government works. izi zvana gutu izi ndo zvisingatombozikanwi ivo nana David Coulthard. Those are the people who wrote the sanctions, how they were supposed to affect the economy of Zimbabwe. But because of the resilience of the Zimbabwean people and because of Mugabe's tenacity in it comes in political acumen, they failed it dismally. This is why Tsvangirai is hobbling, being globe-trotting all over the world to try to restart his deathbed of his political party. And nothing is coming forward for him to resuscitate his party, including Obedi Gutu. Very soon, they will be discarded into the political dustbin of this country. And ZANU-PF will remain a force to reckon with, and will continue fighting until we gain our own economy. Remember, we were our own political liberators. So shall we be our own economic liberators. Full stop. All else is just hogwash of the highest order. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay on the line, Mr. Gutu. Mr. Mhlanga, you heard what Mr. Gutu and Mr. Chirumanzu said. Maybe you can start by responding to Mr. Chirumanzu. Then you can also touch on... Hello?
Thank you very much. It's so disappointing what Chirumanzu is saying. Like Gutu said, during the sanctions, this country actually built a lot of infrastructure. When you actually look at the roads, all these roads were last built in the last 40 years. You see that this Mutare, Plumtree Mutare Road, it's only a favor from a company outside called Group 5, and they've done it on a credit who paid for over 30 years. But like you said, it's Romans. Even when you go in the cities, the last toilet, public toilets, actually were done. They were done by those we call tradition British. Mm-hmm. Our government is almost 40 years now. You can't even identify one toilet. I'm not talking of very important things. A toilet, a public toilet. We have not even built the infrastructure. I've been in the committee of the National Railways of Zimbabwe. They have not even repaired one rail. That government is talking about under sanction. It was got a complete rail. They can't even repair a dilapidated railway track. So people like Chirumanzi, people actually believing in a person, not in a police. I hear them, they talk of police. Which policy are they talking about? All the policies, good policies, remain with Mugabe. You see, there is this policy of indigenization in Zimbabwe, empowerment. It's a good policy. But that policy is controlled by Mugabe. The only people who benefit there are the youth who sing. And it's what Mugabe, President Mugabe, sorry, President Mugabe. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, that indigenization means something to a few individuals. I actually agree with my friend Gutu. Gutu, don't be disappointed. These are the people, you know, the kings of the dying horses. These people are just dying. They will die a natural death, like I said. Politics will not interfere with this ZANU-PF government, but our court is doing the job.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga, and stay on the line. We wish to inform Mr. Katsira Chirumanzi to stay on the line as well. And then Mr. Obed Gutu and Mr. Albert Mhlanga, we are going to come back to you as soon as possible. Now we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. And for those with access to the internet, visit us right now at www.voazimbabwe.com. I'll say that again, www.voazimbabwe.com. We are live streaming there. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
Neni jonga kande miri ndotirambai makateerera pa nepfenyuro dzenyu dze Studio 7. Tinokwanisa zvakare kuvayeuchidza Gifts kuti vakasununguka kunyorera kuno tichiverenga tsamba dzavo kana angava ma Facebook nema WhatsApp.